to the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
7 Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by, all right, blow them in the dust, huh?
Mm-hmm. Blow them in the dust, leave them in the dirt.
From right. Dust to dust.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, I noticed.
Good job, buddy.
You know, it's funny. When you were out last week, because you were just lazy and didn't want to show up to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had to save things by heroically grabbing the wheel. Emily asked me why I constantly am narrating my mistakes. And I was like, just because I need the Jason's voice just constantly telling me what I'm doing wrong to function.
I'm usually
now.
Here to narrate your mistakes.
Yeah, to nag your mistakes.
Okay. So it's almost like it's a split personality at this point.
Yeah. Okay. It was a little scary at points. Oh, I thought Jason was just here.
I had to start to talk with myself.
If you pick up the pace on that, then I truly will be redundant.
Mm-hmm. Attention to detail. It's going to be on your headstone after I murder you.
So there is a national wing shortage. Are you guys aware? Nick said to me the other day, where was it? Someplace? You don't have to name check any place. But they were charging what for wings?
Oh, it was like $13 for 6 wings.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, that seems outrageous. And you're like, nah, man, that's going rate.
Because there's a whole national wing shortage going on. Here, character building aside, take that, consultant. The other day, Dave, he texts me. He's like, I'm not the cheapest of guys, but these wing prices are out of control, right? And it was $12.99 for 6 wings, mm-hmm. and then $25.99 for 12 wings.
Woo.
I guess the same price as you were just talking about, right? And I was like, yeah, it's because there's a national wing shortage, bro.
Is there?
But there's also a tremendous problem with this restaurant's menu. $12.99 for 6 wings, $25.99 for 12 wings.
Because it's cheaper to get the 2 6
orders. Get 2 6 wing orders, and it's $25.98. What are we doing?
You know, when they finally pull the plug on us, you should go into like a restaurant menu pricing consultancy business where you just go to places.
Well,
and you tell
I need
them.
To? Do I need to?
I trust you, Jason. I feel like I need to start taking you out places.
I just don't
you
understand.
Need to create like an app.
You're just
to help me out.
People are just giving you an extra 1 cent when they want 12 wings. Why? Why would they do that? They probably charge you to split flavors too. If you order 2 6 wing things, you can get free with split flavors.
That's true.
I'm picturing you eating wings while you're explaining the prices. Like it's not necessary for your job to eat them, but just you're like,
Number inefficiencies drive me crazy. That's the end of that character developing side. Because of the national wing shortage, there are places that are having to jack up their prices. Our friends at Pluckers, they just, I think, sent a notice out that they would be temporarily raising their prices. I'm not sure if Wingstop has raised their prices or not, but they've got a new solution, Thighstop.
Nobody moves more wings than the boss, Rick Ross, and Wingstop. But now that there's a national wing shortage, guess you're done hustling. Huh, Rick?
Nah, we doing thighs.
The hustle continues with Thighstop. All the flavors you love, now on thighs.
Now on thighs.
Now on my thighs.
Oh, hello there.
is Rick Ross somehow associated with Wingstop?
I think he's just their celebrity spokesperson.
Yeah. Okay, I guess Rick he owns Ross. A couple of franchises.
It seems on brand for him, no?
Sure. I just thought that was a weird.
Yeah. He's definitely a man that likes his wings.
Now,
his thighs.
His thighs. Sorry.
Wing sauce on thighs. I said, teasing this, that they were ripping me off because I told the owners of Pluckers 10 years ago, 15 years ago, Pluckers, superior wing joint. They blow Wingstop in the dust.
Ooh. Interesting.
Yeah, this is a thing now, great.
I told them. It was about to be Thanksgiving. I was like,
I turned my wings into a spa.
Buffalo turkeys. Buffalo turkey. Yes, I want
buffalo turkey.
When I sit down with the family this Thursday, I want to have some spicy lemon pepper on my turkey. Why won't it work?
Cajun.
And they were like, no, you can't do buffalo turkey. I'm like, why not?
It sounds good.
All right, why not?
You know, much like my dream of a hamburger milkshake, I say you should try it. That's at least worth some experimentation.
Well, who's it?
Plus, if you fail at a buffalo turkey, how bad is that?
That Frank's Red Hot lady, she puts that S on anything, okay? Why can't it work? And here's Wingstop. They're not afraid to try it. They're like, what's that? We ran out of wings? Okay. Toss the thighs. Let's go. Thigh stop. Boom.
Thighs.
I will say, okay, is a chicken thigh a drumstick?
No.
No, it's
Was that a real question?
Is
a chicken thigh a drumstick?
What is the drumstick?
The drumstick is the...
Let's do an anatomy thing for you. Yeah, please.
This is the... This part.
Oh, why are we not filming this?
Is the leg. This is the thigh.
So it's the drumstick is a calf.
Well, the chicken legs are built differently than the human leg.
Yeah, but they have a little bit more girth.
If you ask me what is the most unappetizing part of the chicken, it's the little red goblet thing on the neck.
Uh-huh.
And after that, the thing goes gobble. And after that, it would be a chicken thigh. Like, that just does not sound good to me.
That sounds great.
But you've eaten chicken thighs before, right?
They're pretty juicy.
I always go boneless, so I assume that's just processed pink slime.
Oh.
You can have boneless thighs as well.
Pink slime. Better appetizing than thigh.
What up, X? It's the Morning X, Jason, Dick, and Friends. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're going to live stream a couple of segments on Facebook. Where, Nick?
Well, it's actually going to be our YouTube page.
All right, official then.
Because Facebook is having a moment.
We're breaking up with Facebook?
Oh, no.
Well, they're just being difficult.
Here, let's turn this moment into a tease. After 8 o'clock, the news, how much would it cost for you to break up with Facebook? Some people do it for free all the time. People can watch this on...
our YouTube.
The 101X YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you to go watch now because there's going to be a special payoff just for the people who are watching on YouTube. I promise you're not going to be disappointed.
It's the final countdown!
Jason's girlfriend moves in with him in 4 days.
Four days?
So it happens when you're in a coma for a week.
I was about to say, this is
going by so fast. We skipped from, it was 20-something, all the way down to four because, I was gone for a week. But then additionally, it's officially going to happen on Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah, because... the other guy's all cleared out.
And you're alone.
And
you shouldn't have told her that.
Last night, I was sitting in my house alone, and I was kind of like lonely for a second. I was like, normally, I sit there, and Gil would just be in his room all night, and I would sort of just be annoyed because there's like a leftover dish sitting on the coffee table that he left there, and I'm like, frickin' smackin' here. And now he's gone, and I was sitting there alone watching TV, and I'm like, I'm sad.
Did you just leave some food out?
I would never. Oh no, that dish is still there.
Okay,
that dish is clearly still
like an
there.
Eternal flame.
I was sad for a moment, but I won't be sad for long because Bumbleina is moving in on Sunday. It's official. Anybody got a truck? Truck move a couple of things on Sunday?
Do I look like a truck girl?
I could see you as a truck girl.
No.
You know,
I have a Toyota Corolla.
I was going to say, I see you more as a Toyota Corolla girl.
Yeah.
But there's certain wardrobe things we could do could make you a truck girl. Why not? That's true.
I want to be a beer girl.
Anybody can be a truck girl if you have it in your heart.
You know who has a truck?
Who's that?
Your old roommate, Gil.
That's a good point. I don't know. We'll see. Not only Bumbleina, but her 13-year-old son Bumbleito is moving in as well.
And Bogey.
And Bogey will officially be there.
Full house.
Is Bogey bigger than Bumbleito yet?
He is growing vastly quick. It is. It's pretty impressive. Bumbleito, who is just an interesting young man.
Mm-hmm.
The other day we were at lunch, and Bumbleina was being all lovey-dovey because I'm the best boyfriend ever, and she just looks at me and she goes, "I love you," and I said, "I love you too," and he goes, "Jason, I hold you in high regard." And I said, "What?" He says, "I hold you in high regard."
That's even more romantic,
and I was
actually.
Like, thank you, my dude. So that is going to be. I mean, I haven't lived with a woman in a long time, and we barely live together, even though we're married. But there's going to be all sorts of adjustments there.
You've had a female roommate, but that's fine.
I've never lived with a child.
Yeah.
Since I was a child.
And this is like creeping on teenager status,
right,
too.
So
that's terrifying. That's even scarier than a child.
You're going to wash a lot of socks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. No, good. Nick. No.
Or is he going to wash the socks? Because What I want to talk about here is he has sent me a list. Last week, he texted me a list. It's just titled Chore Services. If you're watching on our YouTube page, it's right there or somewhere. But yeah, he texted me a list of chore services. He says, Jason, do you think this will work? And then it's a list of services that he's willing to perform for a nominal cost. Uh-huh. And most of them, I'm like, I don't have kids. I don't know how they work. I'm like, don't they just do this for free?
Yeah.
But here, let me.
In exchange for an allowance.
Yeah,
it depends on what it is. Some of these are just natural. You need to learn these life skills.
Well, so. I just want to point out, my guy, you have tremendous. Well, I was just complaining about disparity in wing prices on a menu and how that drives me nuts. This thing is making me want to jump off a roof. Because some of the disparities in your price, for example, Bumbleito's chore services, number one, clean room, $5. Now, never mind, am I supposed to pay him to clean his room? I thought that was just part of the deal. But
yeah.
if I pay him $5, he will clean his room. Number two, dishes, $10. Now, cleaning his room seems like a much more demanding task, yet it's half as much as doing the dishes.
I don't know.
If he's smart, he will keep his room clean at all times. He's like, you move some stuff around.
Yeah.
It's cleaned at $10, sir.
He knocks some things on the ground and be like, hey, Jason, I'm going to clean my room.
Or also, his room's going to be upstairs. You'll never go into his room.
Another thing he could do, too, is hoard all of his dishes. You know, people do that.
Do what?
You shove them under the bed or in the closet.
He'll just leave it all up in his bedroom, and then he won't ever have to do dishes because they're all in his room. And you won't know it
Stop giving him advice, okay? I don't know if he's going to hear this or any of that. Take care of dog for full day, $20. It was $20 to take care of our family dog.
Mm-hmm. Bogey was over here, and I didn't even get paid extra.
He also included a note on that one, emergency use only.
Break glass in case of baby
laundry, $15.
His own or yours?
I don't know. Yeah, is that laundry service for everybody?
Yeah.
Here's this one. Who does he think he is? Take out the trash, $10. He wants $10 to move the trash from the house to the street.
See, if it was your new fancy manor house. Maybe because you got that giant property. Yeah.
If he moves the garbage from the house to the landfill, I'll consider $10. That's out of control.
Mm-hmm. What if he just means after your neighbor dog has knocked it over, he moves it from just all over your lawn back into the can?
That might be worth $10. Okay. I don't know.
And then hands you the pizza.
Move stuff from living room. I don't even know. I guess she told me that he leaves his stuff all over the living room, so she has to tell him to move stuff out of the living room. But here's the one that I'm like, I don't know. I don't even know what to say to my dude on this. I'm going to do this one in Bumbleito voice. Make a lemonade stand and sell lemonade. Can only be used during the summertime. $50. What are we doing? So am I buying a lemonade business?
Yeah.
Do I keep the profits from the lemonade?
This is like investing. You know how to do that. You brag about investing all the time. Why don't you invest in Bumbleito?
I mean, I don't know.
Question.
Hit me with a business plan. All right. Show me a deck. What are we going to do? What is the profit analysis looking like for your business? But he wants me to pay him $50. Isn't that when you're a kid, you set up a lemonade stand so you can make money for yourself?
Oh, yeah.
But he wants like a franchise fee or something to start a lemonade stand.
Well, yeah. Does all of the startup costs come out of that $50, or is that just him for him to operate?
Yeah, because I was about to say, if that comes out of the $50, that's a pretty cheap deal. You know, lemons can run kind of expensive. Sugar, because he's got to have a nice pitcher, maybe a tablecloth. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different costs that go into that.
And
if
then
you
also,
analyze it.
I like the idea because normally you put this out front in the house, and I just love the idea that he tries to put it on the incline of affluence. Hill. It's like he's constantly at a 45-degree angle.
It topples over, and he comes back in. He says, Jason, I need another $50. I'm an going to be great at this thing, guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to be real good. Hey, thanks to don't tell me how many hundreds of thousands of people were streaming along with us on YouTube. But look at what Emily eats every day.
What? Why do you do this to me? It's healthy.
What is it?
Okay, I looked over at this.
Overnight oats.
I looked at it yesterday and I was like, are you eating some sort of Rice Krispie treat in a bowl?
No, it's overnight oats. It's healthy. I feel like at Dairy Queen, I get...
You could turn it upside down and it won't fall out.
No.
So it's not free.
No, just imagine what's... This is going inside me right now.
The Morning X with Jason, Dick, and Friends.
101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and Friends. Nick, Emily, tweet at us at 101X Morning X. What is currently broken at your house? Emily, what's broken at your house?
My heart.
No. Oh, man, what happened?
No, just kidding. My sweat glands because my AC is out.
Sweat glands.
Well, I guess they're not broken. Yeah. They're working very, very, very hard. Overtime.
Your AC is not working.
My AC has been out since Saturday evening.
Didn't you just have like a water issue as well?
Yeah, I didn't have hot water for 3 weeks. So now it's the opposite and it's hilarious.
Also, it was cold, now it's too hot. Goldilocks
over
here.
I know. And I'm eating my porridge. My overnight oats.
You apartment people, you live in an apartment, right?
Yeah, I do.
What are you doing? Get out of here. Move into a house.
I can't afford a house.
You can rent a house, all right?
But, like, not really.
Bumbleina's, she's only living there for 4 more days. But, all right, earmuffs, darling. Am I excited about her moving in? Yeah, probably. But it's mostly I just look at where she lives, and I was like, she can't live there. In the front yard, the little courtyard of her house, there's just a hole. There's a hole that's like 10 feet deep. Like, you can look down and see water 10 feet. And I'm like, what is this? And she goes, oh, there's a hole there. And I'm like, yeah, I see it. It's a hole. Why? And it's apparently been there for
it's
a month.
It's
oh,
fine.
Yeah. No.
Her AC's been busted up for like a month and something.
Yeah. No, it's been bad. And every time that it comes to summer, this is the second year that I've lived at this place. I really like this place. Mm-hmm. Besides the fact that every summer, my poor AC just overworks itself. And then I always get hot and I have to like call somebody and they have to do stuff.
Yeah.
So
is your apartment the ERCOT Estates?
Excuse me. Oh,
the ERCOT. No, I thought of that. I was like, wow, you're welcome, ERCOT. Like, I'm doing this.
Oh, you're doing your part.
It's 83 degrees in my apartment right now, as you suggested. So I'm doing one for the environment. So if the power grid fails again, it's not my fault, guys.
Right. Yeah. And Emily says it's affecting her sleep.
It is.
Because it's 83 degrees.
It's 83 degrees. And Nick was like, oh, it's fine. Just use a fan and sleep naked. You can only do so much. I can only take off so many layers.
Listen, you kids these days. Now, I will admit, 83 to grown up 39-year-old Jason sounds like goddamn awfulness, all right? I keep mine at 69 just for jokes purposes.
Oh,
I feel like you're about to tell her just like gather all of your money and fan yourself with it.
When I first moved out of home and moved into my own place and I was like, holy snap, I get to control the thermostat, I would put it down to 82 and I was like, this is living. Because we grew up with it would be on 84 or 85.
Dude, I was just thinking the other day.
No. We can't afford that kind of air conditioning. What are you doing?
I literally can't remember the last time that I touched a thermostat.
What?
It would have to be when I lived on my own someplace.
But because else in your home controls the thermostat.
Lived with somebody, and I'm like, just whatever it is. If it's hot, I'll take off clothes. If it's cold, I'll put them on.
Huh,
I'm fat. I'm used to sweating.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm not, I don't like this.
I'm not trying to talk you into this. This is fine. This is clearly unacceptable.
You're like gaslighting me over here. You're you think this is that bad? Come on.
You got to take one of those everything is fine pictures of you at like your kitchen table.
Oh,
and just
with
flames
everything on fire.
But just Emily for the last 2 days has just been in the middle of commercials and songs and things. Is just sitting here like doing jumping jacks and jumping because she's so tired and she's trying to wake herself up. It's hilarious.
Know.
I hope it never stops.
Nick, I do.
You're half in one house, half in another house, right? What's broken at your house?
Well, at the current place, the Rimlord's place, most of these are just things that I have broken, and I'm debating like whether I can just pay off the Rimlord or actually fix. Like my ceiling fan in my room, the pull chain doesn't work because I always like to have a super long one. So I've had an extra long addition to the chain that I just bring with me from house to house for like the last 10 years. So that way I can, for my, yeah, and I go and I attach it to whatever the small one
you have
is there.
A traveling
travel chain
addition to the.
I think it's from when I was living with my dad, which is like he died in 2006 or five or something.
Oh my goodness!
And yeah, so it's like a good 3 feet, and I will just that way I can from my bed just reach up and hook it with like my toe. And turn the light off.
Whoa.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah. It's like I don't have to
with
get up out
toe?
Of bed to turn off the ceiling fan light.
You have grippy toes?
I sleep head over by like the wall, and so the ceiling fan's over in the middle
so
of the room.
So you have an extra long thing it's, that yeah. drapes down.
It's like a good 3-4 feet. And so the problem with that is sometimes you're hooking with your toe, and so it rockets up and then catches on the blades, and then goes. And so that's happened one too many times. And so the little pull clicky thing in the ceiling fan I ripped that out,
right.
And so now the ceiling fan light doesn't work unless you use the switch by the door. So I'm like I just told the room lord, I was like, I will replace this. Or just give you money.
I asked people to tweet what's broken at your house, but now I want you to tell me. Nick's extra long ceiling fan
pull chain
yank with his toe system.
Mm-hmm.
Genius or unbelievably lazy?
I have very agile toes. In addition to rotating space.
You have an entirely agile body that can get up and turn off the thing or...
No, but this is like when you're about to fall asleep, and if you get up out of bed, it's gonna wake you up.
Yeah.
Are you turning off the fan or the light?
No, just the light. The fan keeps going.
Turn the light off before you lay down in bed.
No.
I get your grubby toe thing. I have the ability to pick things up with my feet as well.
Also, I live on the second floor of our little Mueller house, and there's just a weak spot in the floor that just bends. I feel like that's not good.
Ooh.
But that's a pre-existing condition.
Oh, okay.
There's
just a weak spot in the floor.
Just the wooden floor is just it just bends and it goes down. I don't walk on that side of the room. That's my solution.
You avoid it completely.
Have you feared falling through?
Oh, yeah, because I've fallen through a ceiling before at my mom's house
in
our attic. Put a hole in the garage roof. So, yeah.
You know, I always thought that I had, I was the number one seed white trash dude on this program, but you really challenged me with things, all right?
What are you talking about? You think everybody has a burn hole in Gerald?
I'm talking about just
white kings
turning off lights with toes. I've never even thought about going there.
That's
man.
You must be very flexible. It's like it's very gymnastic-like.
Sometimes my brain doesn't even realize there's a box to be outside of. That's how far outside the box I think.
Oh, okay. I want to send 60 Minutes. You know they all do that piece on a guy who's like lost his arms, who can cook dinner with his feet.
Yeah,
and just you walk.
My left foot.
Yeah. You just turning on and off all the appliances. Can you control the remote with your toes? You gotta learn how to do that.
Probably.
Yeah, you have all your limbs, but you're trying to take his thunder. Like
am I pretending that I don't have arms to make him the 60 Minutes and then they bust me?
No, you could just be like...
I've just chosen to live a life.
You're working out the dexterity of your toes in case anything ever happens to your arms. That way you'll be ready.
That's like my worst fear ever.
Yeah.
That's
terrible.
Because I cannot play video games with my toes. I've determined that.
Not with that attitude?
Sometimes I can scroll on like the little mouse touchpad on your laptop with the toe. I've done that.
You know what'd be impressive?
Pick things up.
If you could learn how to use chopsticks with your toes. That'd be impressive.
I'd have to do like one on each foot.
Gross.
I could probably empty a dishwasher with my toes.
Ew.
101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and Friends, Nick, Emily. Julio from SA tweets at the Morning X, says, the more I hear about your life, Nick, the more I'm convinced it's a sitcom.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, you're basically...
Are you writing the Nick Hodges story?
Yeah.
You're basically Jerry Seinfeld. More like a George.
What's the deal with these toes?
Yeah. I don't even know if George would even be... You know, George would probably be a, I'm going to turn the lights off with my toe kind of
guy.
Look,
it's fine. I know I'm the Kramer, okay? I know I'm a Kramer.
No, you want to be a Kramer. You want to be a Kramer so bad.
Kramer would set up an elaborate system so he didn't have to touch all the stuff with his toes.
Yeah, that's true.
Like. But that's after he got tired of touching stuff with his toes. He would take it to the next level.
Nemesis Kayla says, man, level Jason scary. Thinks renting a house is akin to renting an apartment. No, sir. Houses are like $2,000 a month. You can find an apartment for around $1,000, and nobody has time for roommates because we are adults.
True.
So hang on. Did you just shame me for being out of touch with house prices and then shame people who keep roommates? Get a house with a roommate. Yeah. Then you got a house, bro. All right? There's nothing wrong with having a roommate. Take it easy. I'm about to have two.
Oh, they're only roommates? Come on.
Yeah. Till she puts a ring on it, they're just roommates, bro. That's the way that it works. Also, yeah, you guys are renting houses from the wrong people, all right? Dick Enterprises Slumlord Edition? No, that's not what we call it. Damn, I messed that whole thing up.
Slumlord Hundredaire.
Slumlord Hundredaire of Dick Enterprises. I have a guy. I shouldn't share his details. But just to everybody who thinks that I'm like some tyrant landlord, I have not raised this rent since 2007.
Okay, but see, you've pointed this to me several times.
Yeah.
It's not out of the goodness of your heart. It's because you're too lazy to go talk to somebody face-to-face and tell him that you're charging him more money.
I have a property manager, Mom. And so, yeah, I could snap my fingers and just say, hey, the rent is now, what did you guys say, $2,000 a month? He pays $670.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I do it out of the goodness of my heart, okay? He's an old man. Mm-hmm. He's a nice old man.
Mm-hmm.
He fights with the neighbors.
Is this your Hutto house? That old man?
I don't have a Hutto house.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I have a Hutto house. But why would you reference my Hutto house, Nick? Why would you reference that old man? Knock it off.
And I'm over here and I just don't have AC. And you're bragging about how many houses you have.
I was not bragging. You know what? You gotta knock off that attitude as well. You gotta reel it in, young lady.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.